Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt. This is day 8 of our 40 days in the shelter of the Most High. Psalm 91, 9-10. For you have made Elyon your dwelling, even Adonai, who is my refuge. So no evil will befall you, nor any plague come near your tent. We need to make Elyon our dwelling and refuge. When we do this, he has promised us that no evil will befall us, nor any plague come near our tents. That is his promise. So when we are obedient and make Yahweh our dwelling place, no evil can enter in. The holy anointing oil was made in such a way that it kept anything unclean from the tabernacle. Nothing unclean could live in the Almighty's presence. The Kohen HaGadol, when he would enter into the Holy of Holies once a year on Yom Kippur, had to make sure that he was cleansed before he can step into the Almighty's presence. Although the priest had to be made holy in order to go into the holy place to offer the incense and prayers before God. Yeshua is our great high priest. Hebrews 4:14-16. Therefore, since we have a great Kohen Gadol who has passed through the heavens, Yeshua ben Elohim, let us hold firmly to our confessed allegiance. For we do not have a Kohen Gadol who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all the same ways, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near to the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace for help in the time of need. The word Hebrew word for tent is ohel, and it means literally a habitation of nomadic peoples and patriarchs, and it is also used figuratively for a dwelling or a group of people. The word is also employed in reference to the tabernacle. So tent refers to the place that we live, i.e. our physical homes, and our body is the temple dwelling of the Ruach HaKodesh who dwells within us. Hebrews 6:18-20. So by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to take hold of the hope that is set before us. We have this hope as an anchor of the soul, both firm and steady, a hope that enters the inner place behind the curtain. Yeshua has entered there for as a forerunner on our behalf, having become Kohen Gadol forever according to the order of Melchizedek. 1 Corinthians 3:9, for we are God's co-workers, you are God's field, God's building. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. Don't you know that you people are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? So if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. God's temple is holy and you yourselves are that temple. 2 Timothy 2:15-16. Make every effort to present yourself before God as tried and true, is an unashamed working, cutting a straight path with the word of truth. But avoid godless chatter, for it will lead to further ungodliness. 2 Timothy 2:19-22. Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord keep away from unrighteousness. Now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for common use. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work. Now flee from youthful desires. Instead, pursue righteousness, faithfulness, love, and shalom with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Ephesians 5:24-27. But as Messiah's community is submitted to Messiah, so also the wives to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Messiah also loved his community and gave himself up for her to make her holy, having cleansed her by the immersion in the word. Messiah did this so that he might present to himself his glorious community, not having stain or wrinkle or any such thing, but in order that she might be holy and blameless. We are in a daily process of sanctification, being set apart for a holy use, and we are cleansed by the immersion in the Word. This is a daily process. Every day we examine ourselves to make sure nothing is allowed into our dwelling that would make us unclean. Just as the vessels of the tabernacle and temple were set aside for holy use and could not be used for anything else, we have been set aside for holy use for the kingdom, for His glory and honor. Exodus 19:6. So as for you, you will be to me a kingdom of Kohanim and a holy nation. These are the words which you are to speak to B'nai Israel. Exodus 22:30. You are to be a holy people for me. Leviticus 19:2. Speak to the congregation of B'nai Israel and tell them, you shall be Kedoshim, for I, Adonai, your God, am holy. Leviticus 22:32. You must not profane my holy name, for I will be made holy among B'nai Israel. I am Adonai who makes you holy. Deuteronomy 28:9. Adonai will establish you as a holy people for himself, just as he swore to you, if you keep the mitzvot of Adonai your God and walk in his ways. 1 Chronicles 22:19. Now set your hearts and souls to seek after God. Rise up and build the sanctuary of Adonai Elohim, so that you can bring the Ark of the Covenant of Adonai and the holy vessels of God into the house built for the name of Adonai. Psalm 20, verse 7. Now I know that Adonai saves his anointed. He answers from his holy heaven with saving strength of his right hand. In Psalm 96:9, bow down to Adonai in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth. Father, we sanctify our homes, our lives, and our bodies to you. We examine our hearts and clean out our tents of anything that would displease you. Ruach HaKodesh, daily sanctify us by the word as we allow that word to transform us daily into vessels of honor used for a holy purpose, for the glory of Yahweh in Yeshua's name. Amen.